Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go!
Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
I'm here with you. You're listening to Uncle Bing Fisher, and you're listening to American by Design. The number here is 657-383-1908. So glad you could join us. The times, they are changing. I've been sitting there watching. I watched the most, not all of it, but I would say most of the Republican National Committee's convention, and watched some of the DNC convention, and there's just a couple things that stick out of my mind. But first, before we get to that, you can reach me if you want to. I don't know why the hell you would want to. But anyways, you can reach me at bingfisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, at gmail.com. After just my mic, it keeps kind of creeping down on me for some reason. Anyways, bingfisher at gmail.com. You can go over to Facebook, where we still have a page or two up. One is Traditional American Movement over there. You just search for that. And the other is American by Design. You can search for that, too. Again, the number here is 657-383-1908. And let me see. How else can you reach me? You can go to traditionalamericanmovement.com. You can reach me over there. I'm still working on this new website. Yes, I know, Bing, it's been about 5 years now. No, it ain't been 5 years. It's been maybe, well, a couple. No, it's been some months. But we're trying to get that going, and it just takes a little bit of time, that's all. And those are basically the major ways to reach me. There's some other ways. You can send me an email, shoot me off an email too at bing@traditionalamericanmovement.com. Support at traditionalamericanmovement. I mean, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm bad. I'm nationwide, babies. Anyways, yeah, come gather around people wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have grown. Accept that it soon you'll be drenched to the bone. It's your time to you a saving. Then you better start swimming for the sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. And yes, if I would have told you, oh, I don't know, what, 5 years ago, something like that? If I would have told you 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, that would you believe me that if I would have told you that we would have gay marriage legalized by the Supreme Court, that perverts would be able to openly go into women's restrooms in major private owned stores, superstores almost, like Target, just for the sake of harassment, and that it would be allowed, that it would not be frowned upon, that your daughters, that your wives would be in the bathroom with a pervert with a cell phone under, you know, on one of those little arm things that you stick underneath the stalls. Would you believe me? Would you believe me if I said that we would have mass killings of cops in this country over the declaration of a bunch of progressive anarchists that want cops killed and that promote some sort of self-serving agenda that more blacks are killed by police officers when the opposite is true? More whites are killed by police officers in this country than blacks are. On a percentage basis, would you believe me? Would you believe me? 5 years ago, 3 years ago even. Let's just say 3 years ago. Let's take this back to 3 years ago. If we went 3 years ago, would you believe that our economy would be collapsing from under us like it is now? We got this anemic job growth at, what, 1.2%? Would you believe me? Would you believe me that a woman that is so engulfed in scandal after scandal after scandal, that had the AG, the Attorney General, sit there and say that what she did was not at all smart, and that she did compromise national security, when you got people calling for her to be jailed, when you got people calling for her to have her security clearance revoked, and she has the unmitigated gall to run for president? Would you have believed me? I don't even believe me. I can't believe what's happening to this country. I can't believe it. We have problems. Serious problems. And yet we keep following Einstein's declaration of insanity as repeating ourselves over and over and over again, of voting the same way, of getting the same people in politics. Is the system rigged? I don't know. It might be. And that's something we have to change. But how can we change it when we don't understand what's happening? You've got 13% of the blacks in this country that commit 52% of the murders, and most of these murders are against other black folk. And they have the gall to say that black lives matter, that cops should be killed. You remember all this just not that long ago, less than 3 years ago. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Did you forget? I hope not. I hope not. God bless the men and women that serve this country in all aspects, from the military all the way down to the police and down to the local constables and so on, for having to put their lives on the line every single frickin' day and have to worry, have the added extra worry of not just being involved in an accident, not just being involved in a domestic dispute, but now being involved in some kind of gangsta killings, which is what this is. This is anarchy. This is the start of the demise of society, is when you have anarchy. Because with anarchy, there are no laws, there are no rules, there is no playbook, there is no constitution. And here you've got this bitch that's running for president on the Democrat side that's a liar, a cheat. Did I mention liar? Yes. A liar and a cheat. And she's running, and absolutely scandalous. Absolutely scandalous. And there's people out there that are just supporting her through Bernie Sanders under the bus, Debbie, what's her name, Schultz over there. You know, when the whole DNC apparatus, it was rigged from the beginning. There was no way in hell that Bernie Sanders was going to win the party's nomination. I knew he wasn't going to win anyways because he is so out there. He even scares the progressive left agenda because he's way, way out there. But here you got Hillary, a woman who is willing to stick a knife in the heart of the Constitution and strip away the Second Amendment and take away the First Amendment in certain cases. And every other amendment in the Constitution. She's willing to go that far because she don't care about the country. She only cares about themselves, herself. I'm going to talk about the DNC and the RNC conventions here. And what just a total drastic difference between the two. But first, I want to say, if you're hearing little chickens, little baby chicks, like, chirping behind me or in the microphone here, it's because I hatched some off here at my farm. And so I've got a couple baby chicks, and they're kind of hanging out, you know, just chilling, little chicken chilling. And they're just hanging out behind me. They're not hate chickens, okay? They're not slated to go to Chick-fil-A. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too, which I find hilariously funny, okay? But we're going to talk about the hate chicken. We're going to talk about, what else here? Let me get rid of this screen. I don't need that anymore. Yeah, the hate chicken. We're going to talk about Reparations Me. Have you heard about this website yet? Reparations.me. This is where white folk... guilty white folk go to I guess, get stuff off their chest, okay? This is where guilty white folk go. Reparations.me. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the gay or the transvestite or transgender. I'm sorry. I always get those confused. The transgender superhero to hit the shelves on the comic books. Good God. In 5 years, 3 to 5 years, but I mean, it's just exasperating. It's expounding itself every single day. There's something else that comes out in the news and you got to go, what the hell? You know, you got to sit there and go, what is going on with these people? You've got kids out there, college kids, that don't even know who the frickin' vice president is. They don't know what the Civil War was about, who won it, when it was fought. They don't know anything about our Constitution, but they can tell you who Snooki is from the Jersey Shore. They can tell you exactly what show she plays. They probably could name you out the director of the show. It's unbelievable where we've come to in this country, in my opinion. And, I'm not a spring chicken. I've been around for 56 years, and maybe I've been aware for, all but 15 or 14 of those. And I can't believe how bad it is. And it ain't getting no worse. It's unbelievable. It is just totally unbelievable where we are in this country. But anyways, you're listening to American by Design, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car which, if you're buzzed...
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I think I heard a pin drop. Think I felt my heart stop. I won't waste another moment wishing that I would have told you. At least it's in the open, and I'm glad you know that. Well, no one else can satisfy this heart of mine. No one else can fill the hole that's in my soul. Everyone needs someone to love, and I need someone to. No one else will do. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you.
Yes, you, and you're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 657-383-1908. That's 657-383-1908 for those in California. I watched both conventions. I couldn't stomach the DNC convention that much, but I did catch the highlights and replays and yada, yada, yada. And that's what it was. It was a stark difference between the two conventions that I noticed. I mean, it was on one side, it was nothing but... Oh, I just broke something. Not myself. It was a clip I had here. And I don't know what happened at that last commercial. I'm sorry, it replayed or something happened. But anyways, yeah, the two conventions... What a marked difference in the two. On one hand, you got the Republican National Committee conference or convention, and it was uplifting for the most part. I mean, it was, you know, it talked about America, talked about God, it talked about morality, it talked about the issues, it talked about things that make sense to people. Then on the other hand, I watched the DNC convention, right? And it was a litany of a parade of victims. The victims. Victim number one, victim number two, you know, mama victim number one that got her son shot by some cop, you know, Michael Brown, this and that, you know, victim and victim and victim and victim and victim. And doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. It was all about doom and gloom with the DNC, and they're talking about how the Republicans are painting America as being dark and gloomy and, you know, full of dread and so on, when they're parading around victims after victims after victims. Then they got to bring out Bill. I tell you, my wife's just a great cook. I think she is. I mean, you know, and, you know, he's talking about all her virtues and everything else about her. And They hate bringing up Bill. And I'll tell you why. I told you before, I used to work with Hillary's uncle, right? And Oscar Doughty. I worked with Oscar Doughty for a while. And he told me that is one supreme biatch, okay? She's not even in the league of, I'm trying to think of maybe somebody that you would call a super biatch nowadays. I'm just trying to think. The only person that would come to mind maybe would be like, you know, that chick that was on Dallas that played JR's wife or something. You know, I don't know. But no, he said she was unreal. When they first got together, they were living in an apartment with a basement, and they would go downstairs and play, you know, cards, poker, whatever, smoke cigars, drink beers and stuff like that. And she would come home and just literally go into a rage and throw stuff down the stairs and throw, you know, lamps and everything. And this is what the DNC is. This is what liberals are. They're very, I wouldn't even say they're not cantankerous. They're just, they're very miserable people, man. They cannot live a day. They can't live a day without being a victim. Oh, you're a victim. We need a safe zone. You need a safe zone, honey. You really do. You know, I mean, they just keep going on with this stuff. They need safe zones. They need, you know, you had the one little faggot over there that can't walk past a tree that's got pieces of colored yarn that's got, you know, that are shaped like nooses, but they're colored yarn put up by another little faggot somewhere, and he gets all freaked out and insensitive about it, and he needs a safe zone. Admitted, I could not believe it. I've got suicidal tendencies, is what he told the papers. This guy needs, he's absolutely Looney Tunes. Okay, he needs to go and audition for Warner Brothers, if they're still around. He needs to be on some kind of cartoon or something like that. But this is what the DNC is. This is what progressive liberals and the progressive liberal movement is. They are all about being victims. And they hate Hillary hates to see them have to trot out Bill Clinton. But they had to get the heat off her about the email scandals, which Julian Assange from WikiLeaks said that he is going to go ahead and release more of these emails, and he said that the next batch will put her in jail. Now, whether that happens, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But I don't know why she ain't in jail right now. I really don't. But your guess is as good as mine on that. But they hate trotting Bill out on the stage. And the reason why they hate that is because he upstages Hillary. He diminishes her. Because he's, and for all intents and purposes, I don't like Bill Clinton. Not at all. I don't like his policies. I don't like anything that he stands for. I don't like his womanizer. You know, hey, I was playing with them balloons after the DNC. That was fun. It reminded me of Tata's. big Tata's. I was bouncing around. I mean, they trot him out to take the heat off Hillary for an email scam, for all these email scandals that she's got, right? But they hate having to do that. That's why you didn't see him on the campaign trail that much. Because they know that he diminishes Hillary. And like I said, for all that you don't like about Bill Clinton, the thing is that he does look presidential. When you look at him, he looks like, oh, you know, that's a president. You know, that's a president. Hey, that's what a president's supposed to look like. When you look at Hillary, you don't see no presidents. You don't see no president in her future. I don't see any markings of a president. I don't see the poise. I don't see the demeanor. I don't see the talk, the tone, the forcefulness. I hear shrillery. You know, I hear shrill. You know, I mean, you know, I hear this.
I am sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Can you imagine living with that cretin? Please. Can you imagine waking up in the, can you imagine going to bed at night listening to that? Seriously. Dude, Bill has got to either be tone deaf or he's either tone deaf or he's just total bat crap crazy to put up with that. It would give me, it's like running your fingers down a chalkboard, you know, you get that screeching noise. I wish I had that noise. I got to get that noise on a computer just to annoy liberals. But yeah, that's why they hate trotting Bill out, because he upstages Hillary to the point where it diminishes Hillary. It makes her look weak. It doesn't make her look presidential at all when you got your president. I mean, what is he going to be, the first lady? Yeah, I kind of like that idea. You know, I can be the first lady. I hope there's plenty of interns up there still. I mean, what is that, where Bill's role going to be? But that's why they trot him out, Stan. That's why they got rid of Debbie What's-Her-Name Schultz. And that's why you got the delegates to the DNC. And I was reading this story, and it just was cracking me up. They were totally outraged because, you know, they got a little pavilion over there and that kind of thing that they serve. You know, it's like a food court, I guess you might call it. And they were serving Chick-fil-A sandwiches at the DNC. And some of the delegates weren't happy about it at all. I mean, they were fuming. Conference attendees could buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches both inside and outside the convention arena. And this is from the D.C., the Daily Caller. Joe Sacco, a Democratic delegate from Nevada who supports Senator Bernie Sanders and attended the BLT caucus, Hold the Mayo, told the Daily News or Daily Caller News Foundation he's unhappy Chick-fil-A is being served. This is just really disappointing, Sacco told the DCNF. I would hope that the DNC would be more sensitive in the future of the LGBT community. Hold the Mayo. Many LGBT supporters, hold the mail, boycotted the fast food chain after CEO Dan Cathy publicly spoke in favor of traditional marriage in 2012. Sacco City's not the only one upset in that. Many other delegates shared his sentiment and were vocal about it. People are not happy about it. But it wasn't just gay people who were not happy about it, Sacco told the DCNF. And, you know, don't these people have spell checks here? I mean, they're missing a word, dropping words. I mean, you know, I don't know. It was gay people and straight people and our allies and the workers, in fact, also understood when we took a few moments to explain why we don't support Chick-fil-A. Sonia Lewis, openly lesbian delegate seen holding a pro-LGBT hold the mail sign, told the DCNF she was unhappy with Chick-fil-A being served. I'm unhappy. It violates my safe zone. The owner is homophobic, Lewis told the DCNF. See, this is why they do it, too. If you go against them in any shape, manner, or form, see, tolerance of thought to a liberal is only if you agree with them. When you disagree with them, then you're intolerant, you're a bigot, you're a racist, whatever other name fits you, okay? I've been called a bunch, so, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, you're just called a name, and that's, you're a bigot, I'm going to my safe zone now, you know? And they're pretty much wussies. I mean, you can deal with a liberal pretty easy just by getting in their face, you know? Yeah, LGBTQ, I forgot the Q. What the hell does a Q stand for? I mean, it's not the James Bond dude, right? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell the Q stands for. But no, this is how liberals operate. I mean, they only argue emotion. They cannot argue fact. Oh, queer. Oh, okay. Well, you learn something new every day. Hey, I'm not up on the queer language, Ryan, like you are, but I'll take your word for it. I really will. You're listening to... That was Ron from Georgia in chat on Mixler. And look, if you're listening to us on Mixler or on Blog Talk Radio, you know, please heart us. Please, he said, bite me. That, no, that's really getting down in the queer dump there. But no, if you're listening to us on Mixler.com, it's /American by Design. So it's Mixler.com/American by Design. Or you could be listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And we are sponsored, of course, by Traditional American Patriot Network. Big thumbs up, ladies, Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffin. And we appreciate it. For the dial-in number anyways. Otherwise, we'd be doing this number with no phone calls, which is what I don't have right now. But anyways, we're going to go take a quick break, and we're going to get back and talk more about this, and then we'll have our How Bizarre segment and wrap it up for a Sunday. Happy Sunday to y'all. Blessings.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Get some like Cartman stuff or something on here. Some downloads of that. Anyways, you're listening to American by Design. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. I'm just a little bit out there. You're listening to American by Design. The number here is 657-383-1908. And we're just going to check. I got to check on something. And I got somebody on hold here. I'm going to bring them in. 407 area code. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm not too bad.
Hello?
Hi.
What's...
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hear you fine. Must be a lag or something on your phone. Who is this, by the way?
Oh, this is Ed. I'm out of
I think
Central Florida area.
Dave from Central Florida?
No, Ed.
Well, so did you have a comment? I think you got your speakers on. That's probably why you're hearing a delay there.
Yeah, I just took it off. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, right, yeah, so, that's much better. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty crazy political situation out there with both Republican and Democratic candidates. It goes back to, it reminds me of when Jefferson first saw the Constitution when he was over in France, and Madison sent him a copy of it, and he read it. He did not like the executive branch at all. He didn't like the executive branch, especially for the fact, number one, it didn't have term limits. And then number two,
right.
he just thought that, you know, the way it was set up was really bad, and he called it a bad edition of a, that the executive branch is a bad edition of a Polish prince. I think with our two candidates, with our two candidates we got going today, it's beyond a bad edition of a Polish print. It is. It's just extreme.
Well, it's
you know,
it's kind of like
buffoonery.
Kind of like the.
It's not. It's like extreme buffoonery, man. One of these guys are going to solve any of the problems. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats got us in such a deep hole, and they're both beholden to the socialist agenda, both parties.
Well, both parties, yeah. I would say that I think Trump is more distanced from the GOP than most people think. I think he's more of a pragmatist, you know. I think he sees that there's a problem, and it just fits. Well, I mean, that's the way I think. I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
everybody's,
I mean, I
you know?
See you would hope that. You would hope that, you know what I mean? But he's definitely not an establishment person, and that's one thing it's good about Trump. But as far as him
right.
being the candidate for president, I mean, come on. We could have got somebody better than that. Somebody that's really into the Constitution. Somebody that's really into liberty. I just don't know where he's going to, you know, where he's going to go off at, and you know, it's kind of hard to say. And I understand people will hope all the time. They hoped and changed for Obama. They hope and change for this and that. But you know, I looked at Obama. There's no way any of these presidents we've had in my entire lifetime. You know, it's I haven't seen a good president. I haven't seen you know. And again, I'm not big. And then we look to executive branch so much, and we ignore our local politics and stuff. And we ignore our Congress too much, and our Congress is the ones that really make the laws. They're the ones that are really spending the money. The Republicans have been charged of the purse for 6 years now. 6 years. It didn't go down in size. The government only got bigger in size. They support all the social issues.
They haven't done anything, you know, and
right.
that's the whole thing that gets me, you know. But all politics are local, you know that.
Right.
And it does start local, and that's, I wish more people would get involved in local politics, you know. I really do. I mean, I've been involved in some of it, and, you know, I just wish more people would get involved, because we have to start locally. If we're going to change anything from the bottom up, we have to start locally. We can't start from the top down. There's nobody in this room that thinks that you can start from the top down and make these changes and make
right.
you know,
right.
all these
drastic. And that's why we're important to start locally and do whatever you can locally. Go to your boards. If you got red light cameras in your district, try to get them out. If you got some other, you know, nasty things going on by your politicians locally, try to get them stepped on and go from there. And then reinstate states' rights. You know, and the states don't have to take the money for Common Core. You know what I mean? They can get rid of Common Core themselves. Most of them are addicted to it. It's like, hook me up, man. I want my fix, too.
Well, it's like crack. It's like, you know, crack to a meth head or something, you know. It's the same thing.
Exactly. That's what happens to our states.
And that's what I don't get, you know, as far as – it almost seems sometimes like I wake up in the morning, Dave, and I don't know about you, but it's like this country is just fundamentally changed almost overnight. I don't know how old you are. I'm 56 myself. I've been through a lot of stuff. Richard Nixon has got to be looking at Hillary right now going, what? I got dumped over 6 minutes of videotape, and she, you know, he's got 30,000 emails missing.
Well,
he's got flipping.
There was a break-in, too, but, I mean, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it was a break-in, you know.
And the cover-up was probably worse than the break-in, even. But, you know, that's, you know,
Most of those people were put in jail, too, and now they got talk shows. So, you know, I'm just saying the opposite side of the coin is Hillary. We know where she's going. We know that she's going to stick a knife in the middle of the heart of the Constitution. We know that. We know that she thinks that the Constitution is a wavering document, you know, that can bend and change. And it's not that way. It's pretty much set in stone. You know, and you can change it at the government level and so on. But these executive fiats after fiat after fiat, these little treaties and pseudo treaties that we make with other countries that are unconstitutional. This is the kind of stuff that is really burning people up. You know, and this just the whole atmosphere. There's no leader, you know, of the country. There's no leader. There's nobody that's got any kahunas to go out there and say, look. Quit killing cops, you know. I mean, this ain't right. And they don't even play the facts out. You know, the facts are you got 13% of the black people committing 52% of the murders in this country, and 98% of those murders are against other black people. But they won't tell you that, will it?
Yeah, there's big problems there, man. And the underlying problems are our whole educational system, the whole social welfare system, the Marxist education, you know, that they're getting, the Section 8 housing, everything else that goes there, and it's supported by both Republicans and Democrats. It's more to blame than, you know, just some statistics. It's just, you know, we have kept people sort of on a vote for me mentality, and that you're going to get everything given to you. And, you know, until we get rid of that, that's the root problem underlying all that. You know, and
it's the welfare mentality, man. It's the welfare mentality.
Yeah, it has to go, but, you know, it's supported by both parties, and both parties, like, you know, strum up into it, and neither one's going to get rid of it. And, you know, it's with them, and it's the proof. I mean, 6 years, how many more years do you want to give the Republicans control of the purse? I mean, another 10 years? We got a dozen years, and it's going to be the same thing? They support the same thing. That's why we got to take local and state back and then show, hey, look, our state's doing it right. We're not even taking those yo-yos in D.C. I mean, it's just ridiculous what they are.
Exactly right. Dave, thanks. Let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
We're in Central Florida. I think you said you were in Central Florida. Where about?
In Orlando area, just north of Orlando.
Oh. I used to live in Clearwater, so I'm kind of down. I used to be down. Yeah, we're
cool.
Up here in God's country now, Tennessee, so.
All right. That's it's a nice area. What part of Tennessee?
I'm in the middle, just smack dab in the middle of Tennessee, the Highland Rim area.
Not too far from Nashville, then. Maybe an hour or so.
No, about 45 minutes, brother. About 45 minutes.
You're not
yeah, we love it up here. I mean, we moved. I don't have to deal with all
the transit. Actually, I just got back from the Pocono Mountains, Pennsylvania. I'm rich in Pennsylvania. But we just took our vacation.
Oh, cool.
We got back yesterday. Yeah, it's a nice place, man. All right,
yeah,
man.
We used to go
talk
camping.
To you again sometime.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Dave, and heart the show. I don't know where you're listening to us. I don't know, but, you know, favorite it and heart it and share it.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. And that was Dave, and let me go ahead here. All right, hey, don't. So, anyways, you're listening to American by Design, 657-383-1908. And I was not expecting Dave to call in, but that's pretty cool. And we'll go ahead and, wrap this part up anyways. But, I want to get to this real quick. There's this reparations.me. Have you heard about this yet? Reparations.me. Okay, what it is that there's, I guess it's from what I can gather, it's people, you know, black people, you know, that started up, it's probably all Black Lives Matter people, because that's what I'm reading here. And it seems like they started up this website, so you go there and you put in a request, okay? You've got a request, you've got people that that will offer you maybe jobs or offer you money, and it's... I'm reading some of these, and I'm going, what in the hell? Here's one here, request. I am a musician. Now, these are black people asking, and I don't even know, really. I don't know, really, okay? I'm pretty sure they're mainly black people that are asking for tuition assistance. One guy was asking, this guy here, working a full-time day job in Seattle. I'm looking to purchase a mixing board that I came across 2 weeks ago. It is $400. The store is selling it without the power source, which is upwards of $200. Now, I've got mixing boards. I don't know of any power source that's $200, okay? I'm just saying. This seems like just a big scam type operation. I can get the power source at a later date. But, and it goes on and on, you know. And then here's another one. I started studying math and computer science at UPenn for 3 years now. Now, if you're going to school at UPenn, for God's sake, to become a financial analyst and make something of myself and to help people manage their money, but last year, my mother said she and her mother can't afford to help me pay for tuition, so can you please chip in? I mean, this is, and it goes on and on, marketing research. Life support. Help me get back on my feet. My name is Ashley. I live in Chesapeake, Virginia. I was assaulted by police walking home on set. There is another victim, okay? And I'm thinking, you know, she suffered trauma and having to deal with this depression ever since. I've been missing work due to illness and have, you know, it just goes on and on. And then another guy's asking for money for a video game. Library books. I mean, you give it. I know it may not sound like a serious request, but it is serious to me. Between school and bills, my wallet is pretty empty when it comes to leisure funds. So I ask you to help me obtain a game. I have several on my list, but the one I want the most is the New World something. I'm just reading the synopsises of these because I don't want to have to go read the whole damn thing and probably keep me up all night flipping about it. And then there's people that come back and they're leaving these responses like, yes, I just sent you PayPal, you know, $200, whatever it might be, $20, or here's, you know, it's for guilty white people. Guilty white people go here to give the black people money because they feel guilty for being white. The white privilege, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. This is all progressive liberals. I mean, you don't see conservatives doing this. A conservative might say, he might start up a GoFundMe page or something for a business. You know, like, okay, I'm making this cool thing. Go help me out, you know? Or can you help me out? And then, you know, conservatives would respond. But no, this is just total lunacy. If you're going to Penn State, that's an Ivy League school. How do you get the money to go to Penn State in the first place and you're asking for a flipping video game? Please, don't insult my intelligence. But yeah, reparations.me, M-E. Go there and check it out. Okay, before we get into our How Bizarre segment, we've got, I want to make sure I got that loaded up. Jeez. Hold on, bear with me. I'm not having technical difficulties. I'm having, like, Bing difficulties. Let's see, I closed something out I wasn't supposed to do. Why do y'all let me do that, huh? Anyways, you're listening to American by Design, and I'm Uncle Bing, and we're trying to come to you every week on Sundays now. I'm trying to put together some other stuff maybe during a week or something like little podcasts, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, this stuff takes a little bit of time, and it takes just time and patience. And I'm like a bad doctor. I ain't got no patience. So, anyways, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break because we're running past. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This sounds like a gun battle over there.
Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded.
Fire! 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 Pull the trigger for single shot. Fire off a burst of 10 shots.
Welcome back to American by Design. I'm sitting here just cracking up to myself. I do that occasionally. It's no cause for alarm. I am seeking medical help for this. But comic book starring transgender superhero to hit the shelves. Move over, Spider-Man and Superman. Here comes Chalice. A transgender superhero hitting the comic book world by storm. Chalice makes her debut. Is it or her or he? This is where I get really confused on this crap. Her debut in September in The Alters, a series of stories about a group of outcasts whose unique circumstances give them superpowers. Transitioning to female and donning a miniskirt. Good Lord. And cloak. Chalice develops an ability to control quantum mechanics. Oh, yeah. A transgender controlling quantum mechanics. That I got to see. Other alters include a quadriplegic man and a character suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get down on a PTSD people at all. I'm just saying this is like freaking. It's like I said to David in Florida. It's like I just woke up. And I'm in a different world. I'm in a different time zone. Hello. You just crossed the boundary to the Twilight Zone. While transgender rights have made recent U.S. headlines, Chalice's story was not meant to be political commentary, said her creator, Atlanta-based comic book artist Paul Jenkins, who's actually, he works at night as Chalice, okay, probably. You can't get no stranger than this. I mean, you just can't. Transgender comic book heroes, you know? I mean, I read about this dude at the Japanese steakhouse, one of the cooks there, that they have a legend, you know, where they pull down the dude's They got like this little doll. You've seen them before where they pull the pants down and it pees on you, but it's like just water. Well, it peed on this woman, and she had her henpecked husband call 911 to say she was sexually assaulted. I wish I had that story here. It was something I just remembered. Yeah, he called 911. Can you imagine that phone call? Hello, this is the police. Yeah, my wife's been sexually assaulted. By who? By a 6-inch doll, plastic doll? Oh, yeah, we'll be right over. That sounds serious. I mean, can you imagine this? This guy's got no nuts, I swear. He's got a call about his wife that was sexually assaulted that she says she was. I mean, they got to be liberal. They're not concerned. Anyways, we're going to get to our How Bizarre segment, and as soon as I cue that music up, when I can find it anyways. But yeah, this is just crazy. Transgender comic book characters. Oh.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Yes, it's in my face. It's in your face. It's in my face. Urban Fashion. Okay. Now check this dude out. This is actually pretty cool. It's called Shotgun Fashion. Back in 1993, Ed Kirko gave up his job as an engineering assistant and became a fashion designer. His fashion idea was that for a fee, he would blast your clothes with a shotgun. He came up with the idea after seeing an episode of 60 Minutes about ripped jeans selling for $90 and thought he could do that, but better. He offered a honeymoon special, which was a bra, panties, and boxer shorts riddled with bullet holes. I hope he took the shot out before he sent them off to the people. But anyways, because that could get kind of nasty, don't you think? Anyways, alligator Ed Kirko has an explosive idea for a high-powered fashion statement. For a small price, he'll plug your clothes chock full of holes with a gun. He just heads out to the woods near his East Hartford, Connecticut home, drapes a piece of clothing over a hay bale, and fires away. He drills holes in a cowboy hat or skivvies for $5, a jacket or shirt for $7, and pants for $9. It's a custom job, so he always also shoots up boots, purses, and even a guitar. Kirko, who really has hunted alligators, will place the bullet wherever you want. He also, and that's got to take some marksmanship, too. I mean, what if you miss? I mean, then you got to tell the client, oh, I'm sorry, I just killed your guitar or your pants, boxer shorts. He also can vary the size of the hole, alternating his 44 Magnum shotgun, small caliber weapons, or bow and arrow. For a boost of authenticity, Kirko ties a cartridge to every item, making this the perfect joke gift. So you can send your clothing to Ed Kirko, box 280024, East Hartford, Connecticut. And I just, that is just a cool idea. I'm thinking about doing that. I might do that just myself, just to see what happens, you know. Make some extra money off it. I mean, it's a cool idea. Shut up. I hate this woman on here that keeps talking to me. I don't know if you guys can hear her, but 90 seconds, you know. It's a man. But anyways, that was our How Bizarre.
How Bizarre. How Bizarre. How Bizarre.
And you're listening to American by Design. We got 60 seconds. So I'm going to release y'all. Make sure you got your ankle bracelets on, okay? And I'm going to release y'all to go back to your lives as you were. And then we'll be back here again next week. I love doing the show. When you hear me laugh, I'm having fun doing it. When you don't hear me laugh, I'm not having fun doing it. So thank you all for tuning in. Thanks, Dave and Florida, for calling in. I really appreciate that. We're going to take you out with Brian Futch. Now, look, most of our music is most all of it is artist. It- supported. So Brian Futch at ReverbNation.com. You can get all his CDs. He sings great music. God bless. Take care. That was Brian Futch. You can catch him at Brian Futch at ReverbNation.com. And you're listening to American by Design. God bless y'all. Thank you for listening. And share the show. Share the show. Share the love, baby. Share the love. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.